Continuing our commitment to local and state politics, Senator James Ruttke is joining me by phone. He is the senator in District 29. Senator Ruttke, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What has been the most challenging part of this last session?
Well, I think probably the most challenging part of it has been that we've had bills that have just returned in two or three different versions. So we'll deal with the bill. It can die on Friday, and by Monday morning, it's been resurrected in a slightly different version. And we're dealing with the same topic again. And that's happened when it's come to the library bills. It's happened with vouchers. It's just happened on a number of different topics.
And what do you anticipate is the biggest challenge or the biggest concern that your constituents in District 29 are facing?
Well, bar none, it's vouchers. The idea that the state takes taxpayer money and gives it to parents to use to send their kids to private schools, religious schools, and home schools with no accountability for how that money is spent. That's one of those bills that came back in. I think we had three different versions of the voucher bill this year. I believe we had one or two last year. We're being heavily lobbied from out-of-state special interest groups who have, wares to sell. Like, they have products they want to sell. They're trying to get this bill passed here like they have in other states. Because they see a steady stream of state money that, they can put in their own coffers. If other states that have gone down this road, Indiana comes to mind, Arizona comes to mind, they have lived to tell the tale, and they tell us, don't go down this road. These voucher programs, they're sold as a, just a modest program that's really targeted, and as soon as it gets passed, it grows exponentially into, it'll go from a $30 million program to a $1 billion program like down in Arizona.
So it sounds like this could really catch people off guard if you're not careful.
Yeah, because what happens is when they sell the program, when they say, hey, we should do vouchers in Idaho, they sell it as, school choice, that parents get to direct their kids' education, and that sounds great to everybody. What they don't tell you is that in Idaho, we already have school choice. We have lots of options when it comes to public school choice that include charter schools and the ability to send your kid, even though he might live in one part of town, you can send him to a different school in town or to a different city. We just have all kinds of options to make sure parents can choose how to educate their kids, and we're ranked high in the, those national rankings they do about school choice. So we already have school choice. This isn't about school choice. This is about whether we have accountability with taxpayer money for public education.
And, education is always such a hot button issue because it really goes to the heart of making sure that that younger generation is ready to be the leaders of tomorrow. One of the things that I think is growing in popularity right now, unfortunately, is we hear a lot of people who are kind of shutting down, disengaging, and saying things like, I'm not even going to vote. My vote just doesn't matter. How do you respond to those people who don't understand the importance of their vote?
Yeah, there's no magic solution for this. There's no, anecdote that fixes our problems that we have in our state or in our country. just like it always has been, it takes a lot of hard work, and it takes people being engaged in the process. So, you know, if you have concerns about what's happening in your public libraries, there are ways to get engaged in that. If you have problems with who's being elected to public office, you can get involved in campaigns, or you can go testify about bills in the legislature, or go to city council meetings. The bottom line is, nobody's going to come save you. You have to participate in the process. And, you know, in a democracy like we have, there are plenty of opportunities to do that. And it makes our democracy better when people are participating.
It's so true. And I think we have to just remind people that, you know what, there's room for everyone. And if you don't vote, you really can't complain, because that vote gives you an important voice.
Yeah, and one of the things I like to tell people or remind people is that our democracy is built on a pluralistic society, and it always has been since its inception. But, you know, we have people in our communities who come from all types of different faiths and even races and cultures and upbringings. And they bring to the table all the, you know, ideas and prejudices and things that go along with that, ways of looking at life. And that's okay. We have to work together. And we have to be accepting of other people's points of view. So I think where you run into trouble, and we're starting to see a little bit, actually not just a little bit, a lot of this in the Idaho legislature, there are some legislators who just want it to be their way. And they don't make room for other viewpoints, you know, on issues. The public libraries is a perfect example, this attack on public libraries. There are some people in our state who believe that only the books that they approve of should be on shelves. And that's not the way public libraries work. It's not the way democracy works.
You know, you're right about that, because it comes down to what one person may think is appropriate or inappropriate, other people don't. So it's kind of that different people have different opinions. We're almost out of time, but real quickly, what is one of the things that you've been most proud of as far as accomplishments during your time in the Senate?
Well, I was very proud to be part of the governor's launch program. That's that scholarship program for graduating seniors starting in the year 2024, actually this spring. And it provides $8,000 worth of essentially scholarship money to be used over 2 years by graduating seniors to seek an in-demand career. It could be a game changer for our go-on rates for, you know, high school students going on to get higher education or vocational training. They can use it to, you know, go to a truck driving school or learn how to be a mechanic or be an electrician, or they can go to college, and all they have to be doing is seeking an in-demand career. But it's going to make it more affordable. It's been wildly popular with parents who have been struggling with, as we all did when our kids were getting ready to graduate, mm-hmm. how do I pay for this? And I give the governor a lot of credit for coming up with this idea and sticking with it. We were able to get it passed and funded this year, and I think it will be funded in the years to come.
What a great investment in our kids. Senator Rutke, if people want to know more about you and your upcoming campaign, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to my website at jamesforidaho.com. There's ways that you can get involved. You can, you know, volunteer to take a sign or to be involved in the campaign, or as every candidate will say, make a donation. But we'd love to have people be involved in our campaign. We're really excited about it.
Well, thank you so much, Senator Rutke from District 29, Senator from District 29 in Pocatello. Thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, and I'll send that QR code in. This will air in the second hour on Monday.
Great. I appreciate you doing this.
Oh, you bet. I'm happy to.
Okay.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day. Uh-huh. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye now.